Good morning, I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now here's today's energy efficiency tip. Today's tip is the third in a series of three that can statistically save about 40% or affect 40% of your energy bill. And 40% is certainly worth having a look at. The first thing I've got to say again is the greater the fluctuations in ambient temperatures that your climate zone experiences, the more important these three steps are. Now, as daytime and nighttime temperatures start to drop, it's ideal to know the characteristics that result in heat losses from the home. Heat can be transferred by either conduction, convection, or radiation. In the last two exciting episodes, I discussed conduction and convection losses and gave typical examples of how to reduce them. This time, I'm going to give the insight on radiation losses. Thermal radiation is a process whereby heat, in the form of electromagnetic radiation, is emitted from a heated surface and absorbed by matter that's colder. It is generally accepted that heat travels at the speed of light and thermal radiation does not require an intervening medium for transport. Well, that's in dispute in a number of scientific arenas, but no one will question a claim that sitting in front of a heater or a radiator, as they are commonly referred to, is going to warm you up. Now, heat from hot pipes in the home experience losses through radiation. So how do you stop the heat losses from radiation? Simply insulate the pipes to contain the heat. Now, frequently, conduction, convection, and radiation all play together to enhance heat transfer, either wanted or unwanted. The example I gave of heat conduction with aluminium frame windows would use the conductive properties of the aluminium frame to transport heat energy outside of a home, where it could be radiated into the open arms of the cold outside. Again, I reiterate, there is no advantage in losing heat energy that you just have to pay to replace. So, on every occasion, heat losses or heat gains are best addressed directly at the source. Have a look into it. Do something about it and reap the reward of a reduced energy bill.